Last year, the Korean government created the so-called BTS law to postpone their military duties. All right, fair enough, most people said. But not everyone is pleased. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. My name is Angie Park. It's Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. That was Stacey with ASAP. So we did talk about this, actually, when it happened on our show, because it is a very big part of K-pop as well. The Korean government last year, they made that amendment to the Military Services Act, allowing outstanding pop culture artists to postpone their military service until they turn 30, for their contributions to improving the country's national image. Now, for those of you who do not know, all able-bodied men in Korea are required. It is mandatory to enlist in the military by the age of 28. Well, regarding this issue, tons of entertainment and music labels in Korea, they recently filed a complaint together against this decision. What they're saying is they argue that the basic requirement to be eligible for this cultural merit is unrealistically high. For example, only musicians who have been active for at least 15 years in the industry can be awarded cultural merits, which means a male artist has to have begun his career when he's 13 at the latest. BTS was just an exception to this rule because, I mean, their accomplishments were so huge, especially with the song Dynamite. So now they're hoping that the ministry will establish some standards that it can actually be met realistically and fulfilled by other fellow musicians. We'll have to stay tuned. We don't know what is going to come out of this, but as the details come in, we'll try to keep you guys informed. But it is an interesting perspective on this all, right? Let's listen to a song, shall we? Here is Sogum and Ohyeok with Ya Yuhae.
You're going to fry this time. The way you talk to me, the way you look at me.
That was Sogum and Ohyeok with Ya Yuhae. You guys are tuned into K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. My name is Angie, and thank you for tuning in to us, making that choice to include this 1 hour of our show into your day. You're only given 24, and you choose to spend one of that 24 with us. So how you guys can tune in regularly, here's some options for you. We have our show air Monday through Friday. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Korea Standard Time. That is 1100 to 1200 hours UTC. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio on Air app, and KBS Kong app, and podcasts through whatever podcast app. You can go ahead and give us a rating on that podcast. And maybe if it's 5 stars, that'll help improve our show and the reach that we have over our listeners. And that, more listeners, means we hopefully get more support to improve our show for all of you. So we think it's a win-win to go ahead and rate us there. You can also leave us messages on our message board. That's at world.kbs.co.kr. You can participate in our weekly segments. Wednesdays, we have one open for whatever message you want to send in with the song request. Thursday, we have a weekly question called the Your Two Cents question. You just answer it. There's no right or wrong answer. And for both of those segments, we pick out two people who responded, give them prizes every Wednesday and every Thursday, and send them some nice stuff from KBS World Radio. Did I give you the handle to our gram? Because that would be necessary, huh? The handle is at KBS K-pop. Let's listen to the boys up next, The Stealer. And then following that, we have Chungha singing 벌써 열두시. Gotta go. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. Trends always come and go. Well, some stay around for ages, while most disappear after just a brief moment, and I think it's for fair reasons. For example, in the 1920s, in the US, there was a flapper fad of hand paintings on a specific part of the body. Any guesses on where? We're talking about the knees. I'll read you a quote from an article. This was from August 2nd, 1925. What is more appealing to the eye than a hand-painted knee? The answer, of course, is two hand-painted knees. And the world may expect from now on to see Flapperia's dimpled knees exhibiting a painted pansy or a bleeding heart or any other design of their choice. Guys, I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. There were actually hundreds of beauty specialists, culture experts who all chimed and joined in on this trend. And while they did admit it was kind of an odd fashion thing, they really believed it was beautiful to paint faces, flowers, and landscapes on their knees. Well, this fad soon disappeared with the Great Depression, but made a comeback in the 1960s. An article from the 60s once mentioned that a woman was so into painting her knees so much that she could create paintings faster than putting makeup on her face. There were some men who were interviewed in the same article piece, and some quotes from these men. For me, I just like to see plain legs. Or, I think it's rather ridiculous. Honestly, though, I mean, why do we do some of the things we do? Painting the knees, it may sound funny, but it's kind of like, okay, you know, remember that when the face tattooing thing was going on and everyone was like, that's so weird. Why would you put tattoos on your face? Well, honestly, what makes the face different from any other part of the body, right? To each their own. I'm not saying I'm for or if I'm against face tattoos, but that was a trend. It did get some backlash. It did have some supporters. So we see these different types of trends come and go. What's one that was pretty long-lasting? I think jeans. What do you guys say? Blue jeans. That is one of the longest-lasting fashion trends. I think it's become a staple now, huh? And with good reason, I think. Blue jeans, some of the best creations of mankind or humankind. Let's listen to a song by Eric Nam and Cheese, 사랑인가요, perhaps love, following that Sanders, More Than Words. Requests and responses. We love hearing from you guys, and we are always trying to stay tuned into whatever music you guys want to listen to, whatever things you're going through in life. This is a segment to help us stay connected. Requests and responses, you just write us whatever message you want to write, ending it with a song request. You can post that up on our Gram account. That's at KBS K-Pop, or on our message board. That's at world.kbs.co.kr. For example, the first one we had was from listener Lolo Arifin. 안녕하세요, Angie. I've recently wanted to listen to All About You by Taeyeon. This is from the drama Hotel de Luna. This song is really just representing my feelings towards someone I really like. Oh, please play this song for me, Angie. Thank you. Oh, I love it when you find a song like that. Let's be honest, 90% of the music is about love, right? But that doesn't mean 90% of the music really rings with you, kind of connects with you on a deeper level, makes you sort of shed a tear or even a inside emotional pretend tear. Yeah, it's just the way... It's a mix of the way the singer sings it. It's a mix of the lyrics and the melody that perfectly sort of delivers that lyric. Yeah, you just stumble across these songs that just capture exactly what your heart is feeling. And that is magic. That's the beauty of music, right? Here is Taeyeon singing your song then, 그대라는 시, All About You. Welcome back to Requests and Responses. We just listened to a tune by Taeyeon that was requested by our listener Lolo Arifim. 그대라는 시, All About You. Here's another one from Sieda Batul Cosme 2. Just a song request. Life goes on, please. Well, your wish is our command. We will play that for you. I do believe that is the song by BTS, so we're going to get that ready for you. Another one from Do Hyung Yul. Hi, Angie. I would like to recommend Loved You by the rookie group Bae173. The song's vibe is so nostalgic. Reminds me of second generation K-pop. Ooh, second generation. What is that, like G.O.D.? Or is G.O.D. considered 1.5? Then would it be someone more like Super Junior, like 2PM? People like that? What is really second generation? Maybe Shinhwa. Or is that still first generation? Because honestly, first generation really should be Seotaeji and the boys, no? Like idol groups. But then a lot of people say first generation's H.O.T. and Jexkiss. So I don't know where the lines are. But I kind of get the gist of what you're trying to say. We're going to play those two songs. BTS, what generation are they? Or do they just create like a new generation? Is this like a new era where they're the first generation of a new era? That could be it too, right? BTS's Life Goes On. And following that, we have Bae173 with 사랑했다, Loved You. More on requests and responses. Got a couple more messages I wanted to read out before we play those songs and come back with the winners for today. We had one from AP5NT. Hi, Angie. I want to hear Got That Boom by Secret Number. Hope you relax with this song. Thank you. Ooh, Secret Number. Yeah, one of the bigger rookie groups that people have been loving so much. We're going to play that song for you. Hopefully, it will help our listeners sort of wind down a little bit, relax, but also get in a good mood. Last request. This is from Ray Lear. 안녕하세요, Angie님. I hope you're well. First of all, thank you for playing my requests. I hope you're enjoying the spring season. Somehow, I associate KBS's K-pop with spring. It's just in the most beautiful way possible. I've also been listening to IU's new album, Lilac, thanks to your airplays recently. I'd like to request IU's 봄 안녕 봄 this week, if that's okay. It's such a mellow spring song. I love it. Have a wonderful week. Oh, love your messages. That's why we're playing your song requests and reading them out. So thank you for that, Ray Lear. Yeah, IU has retained the sort of hopeful, new, budding life vibe of spring, but with a much more mellow take, sort of even a sort of sentimental mellow take. So I feel like that's the power of IU. She's always able to do that somehow. We're going to play those two songs. So first, Secret Number's Got That Boom, and then IU's 봄 안녕 봄, Hi Spring Bye, that was requested by AP5NT and Ray Lear. It's time to announce our winners for this week's requests and responses. Our presents and prizes will be going to Lolo Arifin and AP5ND. Congratulations to the both of you. Please email us your name and mailing address to kpop@kbs.co.kr and we will send out your prizes as soon as we can. All right, let's listen to another song here. We have Winner singing Thum, Hold. Long. Hey. Long, dum, dum. Hey, hey. Yeah. That was Winners Thumb or Hold. And, oh, Winner. I want to see more of them, huh? They're kind of a mellow group, but somehow I still associate them with summer, but not really. Anyway, we're seeing a lot of great seasonal songs coming out in the K-pop realm. Hope you guys are definitely enjoying those tracks there. All right, well, that brings us to the end of our show. We are going to sign off with one last track. It's going to be by Super Junior's D&E. That's Dongye and Eunhyuk, right? The subunit group there. Their song is called Bad, or B-A-D. And that's going to be it for us. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. Oh no, 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 no. 너무 위험하다 내 심장이 말해.